How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
Last night, the new Lost World.
What's that?
The new Jurassic Park.
Oh, the newest one?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought it was terrible. I thought they, there were so many things. I'm like, are they trying to like recreate like the old one in a couple scenes?
It's a little confusing.
I don't know. It was, I thought it was really weak. Really weak. I mean,
I expected more for sure because I liked the first remake a lot.
The Lost World.
That's not what it's called, is it? Jurassic World.
That's right.
Yeah. Lost. Yeah. I like Jurassic World a lot. But yeah, the second one, I saw it in theater. I haven't seen it since.
I saw it in theater. I mean,
I remember.
You just kind of take it for what it is.
Pretty much.
But. I'm just glad I didn't pay in this. Some of those were just like, I'm glad I didn't pay theater prices.
Yeah. Miranda really likes the Jurassic Park series, though.
The first three?
Number one and number three. The second one's kind of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think, like, the second one was weird for me. I didn't see it, but, like, I just thought it was weird, like, the idea of, like, teaming up with, like, a dinosaur. Like, it just made no sense to me. I was like, this is weird.
Did they team up with one in the second one?
I don't know about the second one. I'm talking the Jurassic
World. Are you talking about the newest second one, Josh?
Yeah, the newest second one.
Oh, yeah. They did that in Jurassic World, too, where he's, like, trained velociraptors. I'm
yeah.
Like, really? And I get that they're smart, but...
I mean, maybe if you had them from, like, baby age like he did, like, if you were there when they hatched or something.
Yeah, still. But you're going down the Siegfried and Roy...
exactly.
Good luck with that.
Well,
whatever.
Anyways, hello everybody. Welcome to what are we called? Strange People, Weird World.
Yeah.
Yep.
My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart via FaceTime today, and we got Steve right here, live and in person.
That's right. I made the trip.
Yeah, Steve made the trip.
What's Josh's excuse?
I'm broke.
You're broke?
He's broke.
Ah, okay. Broke. He's broke.
Sorry, he made it for D&D last night, though, so that's what's really important.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on my way, you know, from Fort Collins, so it worked out.
There you go. Yeah, he's always going to Fort Collins to record. That's why he's broke.
Yeah, you got a new album or what?
Yeah, it comes out November 11th.
When do we get a song to put on the podcast?
The single comes out October 14th.
Yeah, but don't, like, our listeners get, like, a sneak peek, don't they?
Yeah, something, right?
Right? A bonus for listening to the podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't just have to wait till the normal date like any fucking regular-ass, you know, Joe, right? These are our listeners we're talking about.
Yeah, probably.
These are the coolest 130 people in the country.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll find out what's happening.
Anyways, also apologies to anybody who was surprised by us not having an episode last week. The reason you'd be surprised is because I didn't tell you. you know, we did that.
Oh, yeah.
We did that unscripted episode, so I didn't have any notes in front of me or anything.
And I just kind of have one the next week.
Just forgot to say something. So if you saw our Facebook post about it, good for you. If you don't follow us on Facebook, then you didn't know, and that's why you should follow us on Instagram or Facebook or what have you.
Yeah.
Anyways, so opening subject today, which will kind of correspond with what we'll be talking about. We are doing an unscripted episode again today, but I kind of have more of a general. We are talking about something more specific, not just
a general topic,
not just babbling like we were last week. But opening subject, do you think there is a line you can cross as a civilian that would make the government come after you, like a certain amount of information you can find out, something you can get mixed up in. For example, if you remember our Philadelphia experiments, Dr. Morris K. Jessup, not a doctor, had that, you know, questionable suicide or assassination in his car.
Oh, yeah. Like, so basically you're saying, is there some kind of subject or information you can get involved with that'll make the government start to come after you?
Yeah, watch you, end you. Yeah, like a...
I mean, I know if you start talking about terrorism or, you know, assassinating the president or something like that, if you start to go down that road, I think, well, I've heard, I don't know if it's true, that you might start to get looked at.
Yeah.
And I think nowadays with basically your phone is a microphone and people are listening to you, not listening to you, but picking up key words, then I think if you have some of those general topics, then I think you might get on somebody's list.
Even Eminem, he got approached by the government because of his freestyle about Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. But so, you know, aside from maybe threatening the president, is there just a, you think, an amount of information you can absorb or, you know,
I think like, if you leak stuff,
you know, like say,
oh, a civilian, you're saying.
Yeah, like say all these crazy conspiracies we talk about, you know, say there is some truth to a few of them. Like,
you know, they start coming after you, like that one movie with Mel Gibson. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah, where all of a sudden, like, he hit on one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they started coming after him. I don't remember the conspiracy that he hit on. I know
I'm not sure.
The silent helicopters were one of them.
Yeah, and even like you know, like an enemy of the state, like Will Smith, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, just, you
know, no, man, like what's, wrong. It's kind of tough because there's always so much hearsay and people talk about, oh, you can't talk about that, talk about this, but you don't.
Yeah. Really like as the lead researcher for our show, do you think my life could be in danger one day? Cause accidentally I just start hitting the wrong websites and going down the wrong.
No, level. I think you'd have to actually do something with the information.
And like put it
on put a public, it out there, yeah, and start podcast. Being actively putting it out so, there. To take some kind of...
So maybe more than just making the one show where we laugh about it and talk about it, but after that I really keep pursuing it and really keep pushing it.
I think they would might take a look at you.
Yeah.
But then based on their findings, which would probably... dissolve quickly thereafter.
He drinks beer and smokes weed.
This guy's not a threat.
Yeah.
So are we going to put money and effort and time into this guy, or is he just kind of blowing off steam in one day and that's it?
But when do they put money in?
I don't know. When do the Men in Black come after you?
Yeah, when do the Men in Black come after you? Do you think there is a point?
I think you got to have one topic that you hit on and then take that information and start distributing it to the public in a effective form.
Okay. So you do think it's possible?
Oh, yeah. I think it's possible for
now,
sure.
Now, how do you think they'd go about it? Like, I mean, do they just erase you off the fucking map completely? Do they make it look like a suicide? Do they make it look natural?
I think they got to make it look, try to make it look natural, if anything.
Natural?
If they're going to try to take out a civilian, they have to try to make it look natural. I don't know.
I feel like they'd almost have the capability to just wipe you off the face of the earth.
Yeah, but that'll raise questions. If they can, I don't know, walk by, you know.
There's missing persons. Like, you know, again, for me, for example, I'm living in Denver. I have Miranda, but the rest of my family's somewhere else. And, you know, if I just didn't come home from work one night, Miranda'd be confused, you know, but.
Yeah, but she'd probably alert the authorities, like, what's going on? And then there'd be questions.
Yeah.
If they could execute you in a way that it made it seem natural, of natural cause, whether it be a car crash or something like that, you know, a failure in your, maybe not your brake line, but something like that, but something along those lines, I think they would, I don't know if we're giving them too much credit. But,
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you don't know.
You know.
Josh?
I don't know.
Bro, I tell people all the time I'm an alien, and they still haven't come after me, so that's fine.
Because nobody thinks you're actually an alien.
Well, that's good for them, but I fucking am, so.
All right. Goddamn, he's going down the Kanye route again.
He's on one.
Yeah.
We're not there. We're not here in person to check him, so he can just say whatever he wants. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
So as an alien, you don't fear Men in Black or anything like that coming after you?
No, man. Like, I've explicitly said it to, like, 30 different people in the last year and a half.
That you're an alien?
Like, yeah, and everyone's just like...
Why? What the hell are you talking about?
Because I am, bro.
Where are you from?
What then? The shit are you talking about? Is this... Are you really high or something right now? Like...
No, bro.
Are you that delusional kind of tired?
Yeah.
You,
what's... Where's this coming from?
Could you just not drive here, bro, today?
Are we talking about...
Are you doing hallucinogens?
Yeah. Are we an extraterrestrial alien? Are we an alien in the sense of you're an immigrant?
No, like, I got powers, bro. Like, I can, like, read minds.
Jesus.
I can, like...
No, you can't.
No, you can't. So...
I can walk around with my eyes closed.
Nope.
And, like, not hit anything.
Absolutely not.
Like, in your house?
Yeah.
No, like, anywhere.
Nope, you can't. It's absolutely not true. I'm calling shenanigans on it, so...
I can tell what people are eating by touching them.
I think if you had powers, you would have...
What the hell are you talking about?
You would have made it over that wall in Boston.
You can... Wait, what? Wait a minute.
So you're just claiming you're an alien... Yeah, who falls off the wall and breaks his thing.
But you have superpowers that you... And one of your superpowers is that you can tell what people are eating just by touching them.
Yep.
You're sticking with that?
No, that's 100% fact. Like, of course I'm going to stick with that.
No, that's not 100% fact. You're being ridiculous, and we can prove it next time I'm here. I will bring snack. I'm going to bring a snack... I'm going to turn around, start chewing it, you're going to touch my arm, and you just said it's 100% fact, so if you get it wrong in the slightest degree, you're lying.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to wait till next week.
Okay,
I guess we got to wait till next week.
If the poor alien can make it here with his superpowers of my superpowers being able to tell what you're eating. Oh, my God. All right.
I didn't say it was practical. It happens, you know. Like, I can tell what emotion you're feeling. I can, like, you know, tell what you're eating. I can typically tell what you're thinking about. And yeah,
you can't good. Any of those things. That's absurd. Give me what else?
I unlocked those powers the first time I did acid, and it was really great.
Wait, are they alien powers or acid powers?
Yeah.
The alien powers were exemplified by the acid.
So regular human acid works on aliens.
Yeah, man. Just like regular gravity and concrete can break an alien's ankle, bro. So fuck you.
I guess. What else? What else you got here?
But what does the doctor say when you go get your x-rays for your ankle?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess the
because somebody that, put you in that nice pretty boot you were wearing.
Yeah.
It was, because technically I didn't even actually break my ankle, which I probably should have, but, you know, me being an alien, it didn't happen.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't understand what to think about this. It's fucking absurd.
It just derailed the whole show in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's fucking absurd. Like, I don't know, like...
Oh, my goodness.
Superpowers.
I don't even remember what we're doing here anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, Josh is an alien, and the government doesn't care, apparently. But, Josh, you know, with all your great knowledge and psychic wisdom, what do you think is the line that the Men in Black or, you know, the government goons would come after you?
Bro, I feel like it has to be almost like winning the lottery in a way, because, like, you know, no normal person is going to fucking know what the government's doing, you know, especially if it's, like, top secret. So
yeah,
you have to kind of, like, guess it and then, like, be 100% about that life. And then when you're about that life, they're going to have to take your life. So it's like, whoa.
Wait, what are you talking about? You say winning the lottery, like, so you have to guess something that is just...
Like, the chances of finding the correct, a real conspiracy is
and then
is
you have
like
to be all about it all the time.
So then you...
So then you see his threat. Yeah.
Then you already look like a crazy person too, because you're into all these different conspiracies,
right?
Possibly. And
what if it's just that one? Like, what if you're just like a normal Joe Schmo,
and you just have the one?
You have one conspiracy that you're just fucking taking to town, bro.
Then and I think you're like, I think you're dangerous.
Yeah, like this guy's gone. He's on to something.
No, I don't even think they do, because they. A lot of people will just dismiss people who have those conspiracies. Even. Like, let's say 9/11. That's a big conspiracy that people
yeah
you know, gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. It's a big that I guarantee you ask, say, 10 people, you're going to get, I'm going to say, 3, maybe 4 people thinking that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
And I don't know the evidence out there, but nobody, I don't know, again, but then I guess you wouldn't really hear about it, but trying to stop that.
It's tough.
Maybe they're allowing it to kind of get out there so much so that it just sounds like noise.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not one.
It's just
another. The one interesting thing.
Yeah, just like whatever.
What?
What'd you say?
Sorry, the one interesting thing to me is, like, you know, apparently Alex Jones predicted 9/11. And, like, you know, that was before, in my opinion, like, where he was even, like, that known.
Who's
and,
that?
Like, the government didn't do anything about it. So, like,
Alex Jones is a fucking nut job who thinks that Sandy Hook was fake.
Oh.
So what does he say? What is, yeah, the guy who says that Sandy Hook was completely fake and those kids didn't die. You're saying he predicted that there was gonna be people flying planes into the World Trade Center?
Something along those lines. Like, if you can look it up, like, Alex Jones actually, like, said something about it, like, a few months before it happened, and then, like, it happened.
He's a radio show conspiracy theorist. He hosts the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas.
Oh, he's a fucking nut job.
Discredits him already.
Yeah, he's an absolute nut job, man. I don't know. He's so ridiculous and over the top.
As the host of a radio show, I already know you can discredit everything we say.
And he just, yeah, he also just got kicked off or something.
Really?
Too, very recently.
Nice.
Yeah, bro, he's been banned, like, on the internet almost entirely.
Banned on the internet?
Yeah, what was it for? Do you know?
It was for the Sandy Hook thing.
Was it the Sandy Hook thing?
Yeah, because you're a fucking piece of shit for saying that.
Yeah.
Because, like, the parents, like, filed a lawsuit, and then, like, you know, he was promoting hate speech, quote-unquote, and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Alex Jones, 9/11. You're saying? I'm going to try to see if he...
See if he predicted this.
He began to speak of a conspiracy by the Bush administration as behind attack. I don't know. I don't think so. But
I mean, my dad, like, you know, who's a big Alex Jones, like, follower. He
says
he was listening to him, you know, before that happened, and then, like, he says when that happened and Alex Jones had talked about it months prior, that's when my dad was like, "All right, this guy knows what he's talking about." So.
Oh, I don't know the whole Sandy Hook thing, though. That's
the only. I'm not trying to say that kid didn't die. I'm just trying to say the one weird thing about it is that kid David Hogg from that Florida shooting was also at the Sandy Hook shooting as well.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that before.
How do you know?
There was, like, videos and shit about it, like, talking about him when he was younger, like, being. I think he's even said it himself that he was, like, you know, involves in Sandy Hook. That could be completely false, but
that's just what I've heard. You can't just throw out things like that without any basis for it. Because that's, again, that's kind of what got him in trouble. Like, where is Sandy Hook? Sandy Hook is...
I think it's in, like, Northeast America.
You looking it up?
Yeah, I was going to look it up, where it was. Sandy Hook location. It's in Newtown.
Newtown?
Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, Connecticut?
Yeah. I don't know. Killed 5 years ago, but...
fuck that guy, that's all.
Yeah, that guy's... Alex Jones is a fucking idiot. Ridiculous. Like, he's just absurd when it comes to that stuff. But nobody's taking him out.
Yeah. No. I have heard... And these are, like, old History Channel shows. I wouldn't even know how to confirm this or not, but of, like, a real Men in Black that's, like, people have gotten, like, kind of close on alien things. And supposedly, like, guys in suits have showed up to their house, not to assassinate them, but kind of destroy the information and threaten them into...
Maybe I can see something like that.
Threaten depending. Them into, you know, you better start keeping your mouth shut now.
Like, yeah.
Like, you've crossed the line, but don't cross it again.
But it's also like, okay, where's the source of information coming from? Does the person want just some attention?
Yeah.
You know, there's those people who just want attention, so they'll make that stuff up. that all these people came to it. That's why, you know, you don't believe, I can't believe people say they got abducted by aliens or they saw these spaceships, and then you see those people, they all kind of tend to be like, you know, those type of people. You know what I mean? That are vying for attention in any way, shape, or form. And so it's always like, okay, consider the source type of deal.
Yeah, yeah,
and
well, today we're talking about a man named Charles C. Morgan. He was a 39-year-old. He owned his own escrow agency. And March 22nd, 1977, he left his home in Tucson, Arizona, and just disappeared. He didn't return for about 3 days. You know, his wife had already called the police, but I guess at that time, you know, their answer was, your husband can go where he wants.
Yeah.
And that was about it. You know, adult missing person cases weren't very taken right. very seriously. Three nights later, she hears a pounding on the back door, and she opens the door, and there's Charles, missing a shoe. He's got his hands zip-tied together, and he's got one, she called it a plastic handcuff on his ankle, which I assume is maybe another thick zip tie or something like that.
Yeah.
He's looking very worse for wear, and he's signaling to her that he can't speak. And she gives him a pad of paper, and he writes down that he's been kidnapped, that the back of his throat's been painted with some sort of hallucinogen that, you know, if he lets it go down, it'll also poison him and something like that. And, you know, just all this craziness. And so she, you know, nurses him back to health over a week, feeds him with an eyedropper even. It never really acknowledges the poison in the throat again, or like if there's they did what? Something about it.
Yeah,
it's really this all gets really weird. I'm warning you guys now. You signed up for this show,
okay?
this
is already weird. I'm calling horseshit on it, but
case gets so fucking weird. So, yeah, you know, she nurses him kind of back to health. Dude goes into total paranoia mode. He tells her that he has been secretly working for the Treasury Department as a secret agent, which I thought was weird at first, but until the Homeland Security thing, Secret Service was actually part of the Treasury Department. And they actually overlooked, like, fraud and things like that, too.
Okay.
So he said they took his badge or whatever when they kidnapped him. And after that, he wore a bulletproof vest around. He insisted that he picked his daughters up and drove them to school every day, and that he was the only person to do it. Just really super paranoid. And 2 months later, he goes missing again. And this time he's gone for... He's gone for about 7 or 9 days
mm-hmm.
until his wife, Ruthie, gets a phone call. And it's just a mysterious lady. And she says, "Don't worry, Ruthie. Chuck's okay." And
Chuck?
Charles, yeah. He went by Chuck.
Okay.
She says, "Chuck is all right. Escaletes 12, 1 through 8. That's a Bible passage. And then she hung up. The passage is, "Men are afraid of a high place and terrors on the road. Remember him before the silver cord is broken and the golden bowl is crushed. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it."
Praise Jesus. Okay. Thanks.
And the whole kind of passage is about, like, not just turning to God, like, when things are bad, and, like, something about... It's really weird. But it's about death and, like...
Was all this reported to the cops and everything at the time? Is there, like,
so the whole time he was insisting that she not go to the police.
Oh.
Because of, you know,
Sure.
Whatever he's tied into, and that the people who had kidnapped him had threatened that if he goes to the police, they'll come after his wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
This time she does go to the police, though, again, after he's missing for so long. Although after the call, 2 days later, Chuck was found shot to death in the desert, kind of in the middle in between two Arizona towns. He was wearing his bulletproof vest. He'd been shot in the back of the head with his own .357 Magnum, which was laying beside him in his car. The police found a note with directions that had been written to the crime scene. It was in Charles's handwriting, so almost as if he had, like, taken directions on the phone and met someone somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was a pair of sunglasses that are reported not being his. One of his teeth was found in the back seat, wrapped up in a white little, like, cloth napkin.
All right.
And the weirdest thing is a $2 bill that was pinned to his underwear. Written on the bill were 7 Spanish surnames from A to G.
This is brilliant.
And then on the bill said Escalantes 12. And then...
What is it? Escalante? I've never heard of that book.
Escalantes?
Ecclesiastics.
Ecclesiastics. I don't fucking know how to say that shit. Miranda laughed at me when I said it, and I forgot how to say it right again. Sorry. Ecclesiastics 12. I'm a heathen.
I think that's it. So. Ecclesiastics.
I'm a heathen.
Yeah, I'm a heathen. So I don't know anything. And then on the serial numbers on the bill, it pointed to 1 and 8.
See, I think he just is ahead by many years of my idea if I ever wanted to commit suicide. I always told myself, if I ever wanted to commit suicide,
you're just going
to
make this like
I'm going to make this elaborate thing that people will pore over my death for years to come. This
is definitely one of the theories.
And just becomes like all of a sudden I'm locked in a room and there's like bloody footprints on the ceiling and all this just weird stuff. you know, he's pinning a $2 bill to his underwear. He's got, you know, Spanish surnames.
Fucking tooth in a napkin. Yeah.
He was just out of his mind.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's just what he did. I think that's it. I think it's all him.
Okay.
There's I think
not,
it's aliens.
Or is it, yeah, I think it's another alien like Josh.
So... Sure. 2 days after his death,
that's some weird shit, man.
An anonymous woman spoke out to an officer of the Pima County Sheriff's Department on the telephone. She claimed that she had met Charles at a motel shortly before he died. She said her name was Green Eyes, and she was also the same woman that called Ruth. She said when she was talking to Charles in the hotel room, he showed her a suitcase with $60,000 in it.
Nice.
Saying that he was going to go buy off a hit that had been taken out on him.
Ooh. Okay.
And one thing, who are you paying off?
Yeah, the hitman. Like, what the fuck?
Because if I'm the hitman, like, I'm just going to take your money and kill you, then I'm getting paid twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if somebody's already, like, paid a hitman to have a hit out on you, I don't think $60,000 is cutting the mustard.
I don't know.
But what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
What the fuck do I know? So yeah, that was just a random woman called police and disclosed this evidence.
They never talked to her anymore? It was just an anonymous
phone call? Yeah, it was an anonymous phone call. So despite all this evidence, the authorities ruled that Morgan committed suicide.
Shot in the back of the head.
Shot in the back of the head. Suicide.
Yeah.
They found no fingerprints on the gun.
And nobody's.
Nobody's fingerprints on the gun. They found gunpowder residue and blast marks on his left hand, but he was right-handed.
Yeah.
And again, shot in the back of the head.
I guess you'd have to, that'd be tough to
shoot. It'd be tough.
I mean, you can shoot yourself in the back of the head.
It'd be tough.
But why
do it? Yeah, but like, where was the gun? Like, when you said it was in the seat next to him?
It was in the car, in the car beside him.
Okay.
That's fucking weird.
You know, his family absolutely doesn't believe he committed suicide.
No.
Yeah.
But did anybody back up that he worked for the Treasury Department or anything?
Nope.
Like, nothing. What was his day job, though? What was his
job? He owned an escrow company.
Oh, the escrow company.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, okay. So that right there is...
money.
Yeah, when you deal with money... and moving money into accounts. Money.
Yep.
There's always some kind of question.
Yep.
Not, or there could be. Yeah, yeah. Whenever you deal with money.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that too. So again, because of some of those reasons, his family definitely doesn't believe it. Also, 3 weeks after his death, two men claiming to be FBI agents arrived at the Morgan home. They told Ruthie that they had to look through the house. All they did was show up and do the quick badge flash and then kind of rush their way into the house.
Oh, really?
They tore her house apart completely, seemingly not finding anything, and then never left her with any contact information, any business cards.
Bounced.
Huh. Yeah. Excuse me.
Hold on. This is in the 70s, I believe?
Yeah, right. Late 70s.
Late 70s.
Late 70s, yeah. So, there's a few different theories. The weird suicide you were talking about is definitely one of them. And also, it is kind of became known that he did do some escrow for a famous mafia family. I can't remember what it was, the Babanos or something like that. Johnny, I don't remember.
Okay.
But he did some escrow for them, and it's quite possible that he was, you know, definitely on the under with them, and there was a mob hit on his life. But even the mob, like, it just feels really unclean for them. And again,
yeah, there's a lot of loose ends there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, where's the concrete boots?
Yeah, yeah.
Going
like
into
they,
the river kind of thing.
Seems like they just kind of take you, you know, if they got to take you out.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff. You're talking about like the Spanish names, and the $2 bill, and like all the way out. And he wrote down the directions, and there's gunpowder on his hand. No prints on the gun.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Joseph Bonanno. That's the mobster.
Oh, okay.
So really, this case got labeled a suicide and then just kind of left alone until that show Unsolved Mysteries came out.
Yeah.
And they aired it on Unsolved Mysteries, and after that show, they got the most call-ins they've ever had.
Oh, really?
Information on this, of people talking about money laundering, claiming to know exactly what was going on.
Wow.
Even Arizona police officers saying, like, yeah, we had to call the case closed because, like, higher up said so, but, like, we don't think it was a suicide at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The main reporter...
I'll have to watch that Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, yeah. The main reporter, his name was Don Devereaux.
That show always scared me as a kid.
Yeah, the music.
Yeah, yeah. Was so I was like, oh.
I think it was creepy.
Yeah.
Josh, you still with us there?
Yeah, man. I'm just listening. This is interesting.
He's just doing alien
things. Yeah, he's just doing alien stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just touching people, knowing what they're eating.
Yeah. So due to all the call-ins, the main reporter, Don Devereaux, he investigated several leads that came up. He learned that Chuck was heavily involved in money laundering activities in his Tucson escrow company from 1973 until his death in 77.
Yeah.
He was also involved in large gold and platinum transactions, which was actually what the mob used to, like, launder money a lot. It was, like, a popular way of money laundering.
Oh, really?
Through, like, gold and platinum.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Okay.
He also... The big thing Don found is that Chuck kept duplicate records of all of his illicit transactions with the mob. And Devereaux, the reporter, believes this is why Chuck was killed.
He kept really good records of it?
Of everything he was doing for the mob.
Why?
It's suspected, like, maybe, you know, as a backup, you know, like, if anything ever happens, he can be like, hey, I have this information on you guys.
Yeah,
it's even suspected that, like, maybe he wanted out and was trying to use that as leverage to get out.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it ever stated that the names on the dollar bill are names of mobsters?
No, they're all Spanish last names.
Because I'm thinking, if he worked for the Secret Service, then he was running an operation with the mob to get all this information on them, and then they found out, and he was like, I'm going to die. So he put all those names on that dollar bill on his underwear, but they killed him, left no prints, and made it look like a suicide.
Could be. I mean, there's absolutely the Mexican mafia, too. But it's known that he was doing business with the American mob.
Interesting.
So the last kind of twist we have here, 3 months after Don Devereaux uncovers this information, one Mr. Doug Johnston was found shot to death in his car outside of his Phoenix office. Interesting enough, this office was actually across the street from Devereaux's office. Devereaux also drove an identical car as Doug Johnston.
Hmm.
And the offices, their two office addresses were so similar that Devereaux often got mail for Doug Johnston's office.
Oh, shit. Got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Doug Johnston's death was also ruled a suicide, even though it's been stated that the bullet entered his head from at least 12 inches away. Yeah. The bullet also entered his head behind his left ear.
Yeah.
And Doug Johnston was right-handed.
Yeah.
And then shortly afterwards, Don Devereaux was tipped off by another one of his reporter friends that that bullet was meant for him.
Jeez.
Well, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's
so I think when we're going back to what we talked about, you're saying like, well, is there some information that the government could? No, but like other people, like you get into the wrong, you stumble across the wrong evidence or something like that of like, yeah, whether it be the cartel, the mob,
yeah,
any kind of organized crime syndicate that you come just happen to stumble across and are a witness,
yeah.
Just going, you know, going to the store and you accidentally witness a crime or something like that, and all of a sudden you're a liability, then you're toast.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though his death is still shrouded in mystery, I feel like it's pretty clear, like, this guy was, he had his hands in some dirty
stuff. Yeah, he definitely had his hands in stuff.
Some dirty shit, mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what caught up with him. But it's still, like, the tooth and the $2 bill and...
Yeah, it's weird. That's just weird, a lot stuff. Of weird stuff.
And the initial kidnapping, you know, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, first one. Maybe they were unrelated. Maybe it was one group that did the first one, and the second one was a totally different one.
Fuck, he's like...
you know?
Like, he's like Han Solo in The Force Awakens, just got like every bad gang looking yeah, for him like, and finding him after him.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, if you're dealing with money like that, you know, you never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, new conspiracy.
Okay,
E.T., what do you got?
First one was a government kidnapping, and then he got away, and they're probably just like, we'll fucking kill your family, so shut up. And then the second one was, you know, a mob family that was like, all right, bro, like, you also owe us money. Completely unrelated, but then that one is the one that caught up to him.
So you think he escaped the government, and they were just like, okay, just...
Maybe the government was just like, we know that he's involved with some mobsters,
so
they'll take care of him.
I think maybe Josh could be onto something, because he was forced to stand trial against, like, financial happenings that were happening on the Arizona-Mexico border, like laundering and stuff like that. It was against a bank. He had to stand trial against a bank that got closed down. And he didn't do this on his own accord. He got forced into it. Oh, my God. So,
see, dude, he had his hand in so many things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised he lived that long.
Yeah.
Basically. At this point of all your stuff, you're like, ah, this is really weird. No, I'm surprised he lived that long, man. Yeah. He got away with a lot of shit.
So, yeah, like, he could have been working with the mob and all this was going fine. And then he kind of got caught up with the government. And he's like, okay, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell you that. And then the mob finds out he's talking to the government.
Oh, my God. He's in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just clam up.
It's tough.
I would absolutely just clam up.
Yeah. So
I would be the worst witness or kind of person to like go against people trying to testify against mobs or cartels or, you know, hitmen. I'd just be like,
I would have been gone the first. He had to have access to money or something. That first time you get kidnapped and you're allowed to come home.
Yeah.
And you have wife and kids.
I would have taken, like, what do you think you'd get away if you had to make a run for it, right?
I think I'm going to...
Well, how much are you taking? And...
It's how much money can I take.
Right, right. How much money can you take?
As much as I can. As little material, as much money as possible.
Yeah, I mean, but without raising... Because you got to literally take it with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm thinking maybe 50 grand... And you go to like some island. I'm trying to go somewhere. It'd be kind of tough with like
trying
getting the tickets, like the plane tickets and whatnot. Yeah. That's always tough. What's the way you can get there that's going to be the most low key way?
If I'm thinking,
first of all, I'm driving.
Thinking off the top of my head, I'm getting whatever money I can.
Yeah,
and driving.
Yeah, I'm just pointing my car.
Driving somewhere.
I'm going to Canada, I think.
Driving to somewhere and then flying somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and fly right out of where I am.
Right, but they could track the flights, right? In the 70s? In the 70s?
And if it's a mob looking for you or something?
Were they even checking IDs at this point?
Yeah, I think you got to have been able to get away in the 70s.
Why wouldn't he just have been
Canada, man?
Yeah. I would have been out.
I would have gone to Canada and then flown to Europe.
Yeah. And then... I'd be bad at this stuff, but I'd try to find that person who can get you new identities.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, or
pay them. We get all new identities, right?
Yeah.
Then you go somewhere else. You fly. I would get new identities again.
Yeah.
So I'm doubling up.
Yeah.
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 And then I'm feeling comfortable.
And maybe not Europe if you're hiding from the mob. Maybe I'm going to
Australia.
Africa.
Yeah. Like, fuck, yeah.
I'm going to Australia, man.
Australia?
Yeah, that's it. I'm posting up.
And then in 5 years, maybe I'm going to South America.
Yeah.
That's too close.
Yeah, that's a little too close.
Yeah.
I'm going to Australia.
Yeah, South Africa.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That I would really get away, but I would run.
Josh, what's your getaway plan?
He's going back to his home.
Oh, yeah, you can just beam up, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, bro, just Scotty, bro. What we call him, Flobner.
So can you, like, signal the mothership whenever you want?
Yeah, he's like Roger and just American Dad.
Just get out of here? Yeah, you're like Roger? You're just hanging out?
Yeah.
Having a good time? Chilling, like, man.
Yeah, he's...
No, I think it's like more
you don't
so
know,
like
I
found out I was an alien.
What's that?
And like, you know, I found out I was an alien, and it's not more like... It's not like, oh, like I have contact with other aliens. It's just like I know I'm an alien.
So are you like,
I don't know how I got here.
Are you like a hybrid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, let's be real. Do you honestly think you have some... Not you're not an alien. We don't really... I know you don't think you're actually an alien. But do you think that you have some powers?
Yeah.
I think he does.
Are you serious? You really think you have powers?
I mean, I feel like powers is a harsh word.
You have abilities?
Yeah.
You have extra abilities that...
We're testing next week. This is what we're doing next
week.
Yeah.
I'm going to start to come up with tests.
We're doing Josh tests next week.
Oh, yeah.
About it. Let's do it.
We need a list of your abilities.
Yep.
And then over the week, we'll think of ways to test them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. I want a list of the abilities. Yeah,
right here live.
Yep. You're going to put them on the studio.
On
our Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
Facebook list of Josh's abilities. And then we want the audience members to vote on which abilities we should test.
Alright, sounds good. If you guys are trying to get me fucking caught by the government, that's fine.
That's fine, yeah. Well,
that'll answer our question from today, too. Yeah. Boom, we're answering all kinds of questions.
Okay, man. We're solving these mysteries.
Yeah, we are a mystery-solving podcast here.
Maybe you can find out what Kanye was on SNL the other night. You heard about that one? He had this, rant.
I didn't see, the whole thing. I just saw his performance, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I think if anybody's an alien, you got that guy. He's a total alien. I think he's gone off the deep end kind of thing. And even people who like Kanye are like, oh boy.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Kanye is 100% forever, always my boy.
I was going to say, speaking of crossing a line, Josh, what's the line Kanye has to cross that you would stop?
I think SNL might have done it.
Is there a line where you will stop supporting Kanye?
No, even SNL didn't do it, bro. I was just like, Kanye, stop trolling these people.
I'm a fan, but I don't think he's trolling.
What did he do? What did he say before we keep going down?
First of all, his performances were straight garbage. Like, total garbage. And then he at the end of it, he went on this long rant, which, okay, the trolling of making him, he had a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah.
Which, okay, he supports Trump, whatever, I can get over that. But he started going on this weird rant. I guess you'd have to look it up at home, and people who are listening can look it up for exactly what he said. But it was all about, and Josh, you can chime in if you want, if you have a little more of the details of it. But his, it seemed like he was just talking about, he said, did he say something about the 13th Amendment needs to be abolished, which was like the slavery thing. And he was talking about how people didn't want him to come out and talk about it. But he just started ranting like a lunatic. It was really odd. Huh. I was just like a lot of the cast members just kind of walked off stage. They're like, all right, this guy's weird. I didn't sign up for this. And it was just random. But, yeah, I'm surprised that guy. Well, now he's, I guess, like, now he's in with the government. Right? He's, like, yeah, on their side. So they're not going to take him out.
Yeah. No, I think.
Dude, I don't know, man. I didn't see that. I just saw a video referring to it on YouTube, and I was going to watch it later. So I have no idea what he actually said. But, yeah. If we're talking about the line that Kanye has to cross for me to not support him anymore, like, I feel like there just have to be, like, you know, like some type of like rape or like sexual assault or something.
We are an anti-sex offender podcast. Yes.
100%.
Yeah. Well,
but aside from that, or like if he killed somebody, like it'd be kind of like, damn, like Kanye killed somebody. So. But if he took out Drake, I don't think I'd be upset.
Drake? What's wrong with Drake? Wait, you don't like Drake all of a sudden?
No.
Drake.
Yeah.
Is like the worst person.
Why?
In my opinion.
I thought he's, you liked
the
Drake.
Worst person? Why? Why is he the worst person?
So, the theory that I have of, you know, that I guess a lot of people have of Drake getting XXXTentacion assassinated, that's where it all began.
I don't understand half that sentence, but okay.
Some dumb fucking rapper got shot in the chest or something in his underwear. And I think it was Drake's fault.
So Drake set up a hit on X. He talks about it. He flaunts it in his music. And he literally has been, like, beefing with Kanye over some dumb shit about, like, a beat or something. Assumes that Kanye gave Pusha T the information on Drake's baby. And so then Drake has loosely been alluding to the fact that he might be sleeping with Kim Kardashian. And it's just, like, Drake... And he hasn't said anything about it still. Like, he has not confirmed or denied or said anything about it. So,
wow,
I'm pretty sure Drake's a piece of shit.
I honestly don't care about any of that.
Isn't Drake just a Canadian TV star?
That's what everyone thinks, and that's why no one would ever think Drake would be a murderer.
So he's on the down low, like, operating as a... Okay. Putting out hits on people.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
And that's, he's close with Jay-Z. So, and Jay-Z is also, like, you know... kind of crazy. Like, I think Jay-Z had a line recently where he said something about I got Meek Mill out of prison. Like, I said something about it, and like, I got Meek Mill out of prison.
He didn't get anybody
out of prison. That's kind of interesting.
Jay-Z's not having political sway to get somebody out of fucking prison.
I mean, maybe when Obama was president, he did get to go to Cuba before anybody else.
Jay-Z did?
Yeah, he got to go to Cuba before any American was, like, allowed to. He was one of the first... Yeah, he got, like, special permission from the president to go to Cuba. Him and, what's-her-face? Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? He's just like, hey,
because he's
Cuba?
Fucking Jay-Z, yeah. And,
yeah, he's fucking...
Yeah, but he can't, like, get anybody out of fucking jail. There's one thing to, like, you're a celebrity. Yeah. You have those special allowances to go into places to get special treatment and stuff like that. But to be, like... drop the charges and let that person out of jail. I don't know. Maybe he has political friends, but he himself didn't do it.
Bro, you never know, man. I just feel like Jay-Z, and like, he's part of the Illuminati, and Drake is his like butt buddy. So like, you never know.
Yeah, I think this whole thing, when people talk about the Illuminati, and I don't know enough details about what people believe the Illuminati is. But it's, a lot of it just sounds like fucking weird, like just noise. Like, what are you talking about? And they think that, again, it kind of goes back to the flat earth thing where it's just a handful of people that control everything in our society. When
at the end of the day, you're giving people way too much credit.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're making it, like, there are things like the Freemasons and, like, the Skull and Bones Society and things like that that exist, and they are sure. full of powerful people.
Sure, but do they...
But there's no... Yeah, the Illuminati acts like there's, yeah, like, this... handful of people just pulling every single string.
Yeah, and for some reason they have a rapper from
yeah, and they have
Brooklyn
rappers,
or something
yeah.
like that in there. Yeah, like, why is he in there?
Yeah, if there was, they would have no need for Lil Wayne or Jay-Z. they're not bringing anything to the table.
Well, these are the people who create, you know, put the pyramid on the $1 bill.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to recruit Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? First of all, because he has a lot of money. Yeah, but he doesn't have a lot of money like Bill Gates' money. Like,
yeah.
you know, oh, is he in there?
And that's the kind of people it would be quietly, you know.
Yeah.
It is your, you know, your Bill Gates and your Rothschild.
Yeah, the people who, if that exists.
It would be Jacob Rothschild and,
exactly.
shit like that, you know.
Wouldn't hear about.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Jay-Z was a pretty big time drug dealer, I'm pretty sure. So the fact that he's so successful and he like basically runs like a lot of hip hop.
Yeah. Dude, like, yeah. 50 Cent is so successful because he owns a shit ton of like vitamin water.
Let's say, yeah. Same with
dealers are? They're really good businessmen.
Yeah.
That's why they're drug dealers, because they know how business works and they know supply, demand, inventory. They know how to move. Like, they're good businessmen. So the fact that he's really wealthy now makes sense, because he was good. Like, he started out in business.
And
it was just an illegal business.
And he got shot 9 times.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any...
Not Jay-Z.
Yeah, 50
I thought Cent. We were talking about 50 Cent.
Talking about drug dealers who became, you know...
But irregardless, Jay-Z money is still nothing compared to Rothschild money.
Nothing. Not even a
blip. No,
compared
to what I'm saying, like, here's the thing. Think of it like a game of chess. You have, like, the top, the creme de la creme, which is, like, the Rothschilds and shit. Then you have, like, more small-time, like, you know, rooks and bishops and pawns that control society in a different way. Like, you can't tell me music does not control society. And there's, like, this whole drug and gang culture that happens in hip-hop nowadays.
Music doesn't control society.
What?
Music does not control society.
Dude.
No, you're entrenched in it because you're a musician. You have to look outside the box. Most people you talk to, like, sure, they like listening to music, but they're not all about music. Like, most people, again, you're a 20-something-year-old musician. Your view of what matters is much different than a 45-year-old father of five. It's totally different. You can't tell me that, like, Jay-Z's music affects the world. No, it affects a group of people who pay attention to it. Like, most people who pay attention, like, I'll tell you, I listen to music, but I don't, like, most of the time when I'm driving, I listen to music probably, I would say, 40% of the time. I listen to music. Other times, either I'm listening to podcasts or... You know, definitely our podcast, of course.
Of course.
Or, oddly enough, I don't listen to anything because I'm trying to, like, think about stuff and what's going on. And I'll just drive in silence because it's the only time I have silence in my day. But Jay-Z's music or something like that, if I want to dive into it or just music in general, it doesn't affect my fucking day-to-day at all. It affects nobody's day-to-day at all. If anything...
That's so not true, bro. Look at Sterling.
It absolutely is true. Yeah, people get... Yeah, you're talking about, like, young kids who don't have anything else to do but entrench themselves...
You're an educated older man.
No, they're like entrenching themselves into music and the gossip around it because they have nothing else to kind of... Like, it's just something that is fun. They can do it.
Nah, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to talk about when I was going to school for film, I was entrenched in what movies were coming out, what was on there. But if I talked to my brother who was going to medical school, he'd had no fucking idea what was going on. It all depends on your view of the world. So you can't tell me Jay-Z is part of, you know, just because he's a hip-hop musician, he has an influence on to how the world works. Like, absolutely not. There's no fucking way. Kanye doesn't have shit when it comes to influence.
he has influence to the – he probably has what? Let's say how many followers would you say he has on Instagram?
I can look right now.
Go high. Give me a high – give me – go on the high end.
It's millions. I know it's millions.
Right. It's millions. There's 7 billion people in this world. So he has millions of followers? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but that's just one platform. Just one platform.
Yeah, so what? That's probably – what's the most popular platform right now?
I don't really know.
Add all three up. Add the top ones, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, okay? Let's go on the high end and say he has I'll give him 100 million followers, right? That's a third of the U.S. That's it. That's not even all the U.S. You spread them out throughout the world. Over 7 billion people, he has 100 million followers. Actually pay attention, even know. You go to other countries, like, they don't fucking know who the hell he is. Like in Africa and other places like that. You go to the middle of Africa and start talking about Kanye, they probably have no idea who the fuck he is.
Yeah, maybe in Africa. Maybe like some other smaller parts of the world that are like completely like
Africa is the largest fucking place in the world.
I'm saying you could fit like Africa,
three like U.S.s
parts,
within
there's huge parts
Africa.
Of Africa that are underdeveloped. Yeah. There's plenty of places in the world that are underdeveloped.
Right.
All those places that are decently developed all know who Kanye West is.
Right. Just but they don't know right, right. But
Instagram.
They may know what he
does
would
mean that people don't see him on TV.
Right, but we're using him as an example. I'm using
like,
him
he's
as
one of the most famous people in the entire
Josh, planet. You're still looking at it through rose-colored glasses about what you like your guy. Go to Russia. 100-something million people, right? So they're a third of the U.S., 100-something million people. You think they give a shit about what Jay-Z has to say? It's a big part of the world. Go to China. Go to China. They have 1 billion people. Go to India. They have 1 billion people. You think they give a shit about what those people have to say or it affects their day-to-day? You think China doesn't run the world a little bit more than, say, the U.S. when it comes to, like, the economy, the world economy? You think they give a shit? What superstars do you know? What superstars do you know in China? They have
none.
Over 3 times the population of the U.S. What about India? Again,
yeah.
Over 3 times the population of the U.S. There's a lot of. I mean, the most popular movie stars in the world are Indian.
Yeah, Bollywood's bigger
yeah.
than Hollywood.
Amitabh Bachchan, he's the most popular. He's one of the most popular movie stars of all time. Amitabh Bachchan. He's a Bollywood superstar.
I don't know. I could definitely agree. You know, these people could be known worldwide, like our American stars.
Sure.
Because we are, like, you know, we're the platform to aim for.
Yeah, but you think they really know them?
But yeah, you go to other countries and they have their local heroes.
Yeah.
They have their local celebrities, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. These people don't have that much sway in the world.
No.
I don't exactly
not
know
at all.
How we got
when you look at a world view, absolutely not. You're looking at it through TMZ's eyes.
But Jay-Z did break the U.S. Cuba. You know, wall down. Now we can all visit Cuba because of Jay-Z. So thank you, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
And now Meek Mill can be a free man because
yeah, Meek Mill.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, he powered up with Beyonce. So, you know, that's a power couple.
Yeah.
They
but, yeah, talking about the Illuminati and stuff like
that. Oh, that's where
we
were.
Fucking
yeah.
talking
Illuminati.
About these people.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
no. They're not.
No.
Especially
Steve,
you're
going to have to.
Huh.
I'm going to have to write you a flow chart on how this works.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
It'll make more sense.
Okay, no. So yeah, next week we'll come with your flowchart and we will test
your
powers.
Yeah, and you try
powers.
To tell me how you know those guys actually make a difference in people's lives in rural China. If they may see Kanye's face, but they may not know what the fuck he's talking about or have any sway in their life whatsoever. Go to Korea
I'm
or something
like that.
I'm
talking about the whole epidemic of hip hop in general.
Yeah.
And how it influences the population. How it's brainwashing the children and the young people of our era.
Yeah, but the thing you're not realizing right now is you grow up.
Yeah.
I was a 16-year-old punk rocker with blue-colored spiky hair that was glued upwards, and I said, fuck the establishment, and I'm never going to do anything. I'm not going to work a regular job.
Yeah, you don't act like these people are going to become 50, 60 years old one day.
And here I am. You know, I'm 33. I still have an attitude. You know, I still am a little distrusting, but I work a regular job. I buy into this. I do what I have to do.
People grow up, and then they're the ones who actually instill the change. Josh, did you vote?
Of course I did.
Okay.
We know this.
Right.
Yeah, he voted for
Trump.
Yeah,
exactly. You voted for Trump. But would
you vote,
say
you
that
vote,
the majority
But do you vote in your local elections? Are you voting right now?
Yeah. That the ones
no,
that
should,
really
but
matter.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. Maybe not. Do you even know who's running?
No.
Exactly. You know who does? 65-year-olds. They vote like fucking crazy. They wait to vote. Yeah. That's all they do is vote. They go to the voting booths when there's not even somebody to vote for. Like, they just, all they do is vote. So people, yeah, they're not concerned about hip-hop culture. They don't give a shit, and those are the ones making a difference in voting.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, even the fact that, like, years ago, you weren't even allowed to, like, really put any type of, like, pornography or any, like, sexual actions on TV.
When?
And now it's in every single song. Now it's in every single movie.
Absolutely. Pornography is huge. Are you kidding me?
And, like, oh, dude, yeah, TV's actually only gotten more prude.
Yeah, big time. Go look at, like, the 80s.
Yeah, watch The Goonies.
Oh, my God, dude.
Find a kid's movie now that says shit and cusses in it. And
yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
No, we've absolutely
gotten topless in, like, PG-13, topless movies in, like, the 80s and late 70s.
It's kind of a weird... Look at
horror movies in the 70s and 80s.
It's a weird shift, because I know what Josh... Sexuality is becoming more accepted, but TV itself, as a medium, is much more prude than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now there's alternatives, like, you know, like HBO and stuff. And
right,
like,
you have to pay for.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it just gives people, like, that are young something to look forward to when they're older to just keep contributing to that society.
What?
Okay.
It just means, like, you know, like, oh, like, imagine how many kids are out here right now.
Yeah, what does it have to do with hip-hop?
They're like, I can't wait till I'm 18 so I can, like, buy pornography and this and that and, like, make music about fucking bitches. And
oh, yeah, but they do it now just in general.
What?
Like, they're just, they do that. They can just, there's this weird thing that nobody's ever seen before since, I think, maybe the invention of the printing press is the exchange of information. Right now, it's like drinking of a fire hose.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
With the internet.
Yeah.
And so us as a society is trying to handle that. It doesn't have anything to do with fucking hip-hop. It has to do with us as a society putting out tons and tons of information and now having to say, okay, what's real, what's not real, what's good, what's bad. Like, how do we filter through this just amount of
noise? Like, we all know Josh likes to get his news from Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't.
Yeah, just TMZ.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So that's the big shift. It has nothing – I mean, sure, hip-hop is a big influence on certain people in cultures. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So does country music. Country music, you know, depending on who you talk to.
Pop culture in the world.
So we're starting to flirt with the idea of what I actually do want to talk about next week.
And rock music is still number one over hip-hop.
I mean, personally, in taste, yeah. But hip-hop is taking over the world. through Asia,
but now just, you know, your house music or trance music or dubstep or whatever the fuck they call it these days. EDM. Electronic music. Yeah, EDM. I would say that's what's taking over now.
Nah.
But anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. Next week I kind of want to touch on the idea of, new technology and Josh's fear of AI. And I really like how far... And again, don't answer now. Just, think about it over the week. How far do you want technology to go for you and in your life? Like, how much do you want technology to actually do for you? I'm going to let you all chew on that for a week. And
what do you want technology to do for
you? Yeah, how far do you want technology to go? Like, how much?
So far.
Yeah?
I want to download my consciousness. into a robot.
And then attack Josh.
Yeah, and then just live for however long I want.
So, think about that over the week, everyone. And we're going to talk about that next week, along with testing Josh's superpowers and whatever flowchart
he's coming with. Yeah, you're going to have a hip-hop robot or something. Yeah.
So.
Wait till the robots start making music.
But other than that, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Follow us at SP Weird World on Instagram. You can follow me at Greg's Weird World on Instagram. And Josh. Follow Josh at Josh Hartco on Instagram.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody? Anybody? Nope. Going once, going
Josh
twice.
Josh is following. You're dropping an album?
Yeah, so I'm dropping a single.
Is this your first album?
We'll try to get you guys a sneak peek at that. And then, I'm dropping an album on the 11th of November.
A full LP?
11-11?
It's a 7-song album.
Okay.
It's taking you that long to make 7 songs? What the fuck, man.
Well, there's plenty more in the works, but shit. You know, you got to keep it precise. You can't be pulling Lil Wayne's and dropping 23-song albums that don't make sense. So.
I heard it. I don't know. I'm not even going to do it. Anyways, all right, guys. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And as always, keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.